whenever I fill in for the vacationing Bruce Van Dyke, you undoubtedly hear I play bumper music from a very particular band. And every now and then, if you listen to our traffic reports and sometimes incorporated into some of Craig Adams' news reports, you will hear music from that very same band. Well, that band is Ground State. They are a new metal band. They are a local band from Bay Village. And it just happens to feature my son on drums. And I have my son, Matt, on the line right now. Matt, good morning. Welcome once again to the morning show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Oh,
I love being on the show.
Well, you know, hey, listen, when you know the right people, we can get you on the radio. That's not a problem. So you guys are working on a new CD, your third CD. Your first one was called Progress. Your second one was called Decay. And that music I just played to start our interview off was a song called Blister. It's my favorite song by you guys. That was from Decay. But now you're working on a new CD. So tell us a little bit about that new CD.
Well, this new CD, it builds off of the success we had on our second album, which is Collapse, Dad. not Decay, Collapse.
Where did we get Decay?
I don't know. But yeah, it builds off of the success we've had with Collapse. And now that we've found our sound, we're really focusing on that sound while still kind of pushing the limit a little bit with our musicality, as well as just the overall kind of tone of the band. But we're all super, super excited for this upcoming album. This is by far our best album up to date, and we cannot wait to get it complete and share it with everyone.
Now, you guys were recording the first half of the CD last summer, and now you're recording the second half, and you were working with a very special producer. Tell us a little bit about that producer.
Yeah, well, we're recording at Superior Sound Studios in Cleveland with the legendary Jim Wirt, who has worked with bands such as Hoobastank, Incubus, Jimmy's Chicken Shack, all of those like 90s and early 2000s bands. And some of his records that he made were RIAA certified. And I mean, we are just so fortunate and lucky to have such an amazing producer, literally 20 minutes from our houses. And just with all the experience he's had, every little thing that he says that he likes, we're just like, oh my gosh. I mean, it's like an idol just telling you, hey, you know, I love what you're doing, and he's a lot of fun to work with, and you can totally tell that he cares about the product that we're making. And if he doesn't like something, he's very open and saying, hey, you know, maybe we can do this. And, you know, you can tell that he really cares about us and the product that we're making, which is something that is super, super important, which shows that he just doesn't want to, you know, kind of push us through.
We are talking to Matt Zichelli. He is the drummer of Ground State. They're putting a new CD together, their third CD. Give us an example of a moment where, you know, you guys were working on a song in the studio and your new producer came in and said, no, not quite right. Let's do it this way. Do you have an example like that?
Yeah, actually, when we were doing harmonies for some of the vocal tracks, we were recording an idea that we had, and after the take, he kind of just went, you know, I don't really think that really works in this sense. And then, you know, he said, you can either try this, or we can even just scratch the harmonies there if we want. And yeah, it was just super funny, because, like, you know, the three of us were like, oh my gosh, that was like the coolest thing ever. It was kind of like this like Foo Fighter type harmony that we had. We thought it was like really cool, and then he's like, you know, I just don't really think that fits this song. And then you know, we took it out, and then we realized, yeah, it didn't really work. But it was still kind of funny that the three of us were like so honed in on how cool it was, and he was just kind of like, you know, I just don't really think that works.
Well, just, I think the best thing to do is to give folks a little taste about what you guys are all about. Here's a little medley of Ground State songs from the Collapse CD, which is their latest one that they were working on just before this new one. Continue as I finish our conversation with my son, Matt Sicelli, who is the drummer for Ground State. Good stuff. Matt, what would you say is the biggest difference between your previous songs and the songs on the upcoming CD?
I would say probably the biggest difference is kind of like what I said before. We found our sound towards like the end of our first album, but definitely in Collapse, which was our second album. So now that we've found that sound, we're really kind of not messing around with it, but you know what I mean. Like we found our sound, and we're really focusing in on capturing that sound that really fits us. And I'm gonna give props to our singer Connor. His vocal range and his vocal lines, they've really expanded from the beginning. And just the other day we had practice, and he was singing the lyrics to one of our newer songs for this third album, and I'm just thinking, like, man, he's come a long way. We all have, but, like, it's just so great to kind of hear him really kind of expand that range. And I'll also give props to Aiden, the guitar player, who's come up with a lot of awesome guitar riffs and chord progressions for these new songs. And I just think the biggest difference is we've found our sound, and now we're playing with it, and it's working, and it sounds awesome.
When do you think the new CD will be finished, ready to hand to somebody and say, listen to this?
Oh, as soon as possible. I believe our idea is we want to get one more session in after this one this summer, so hopefully sometime next year is our hope.
Okay. No, that certainly sounds good. And do you guys have any upcoming shows that you know about? I know COVID kind of hit you a little bit hard there last summer, and there was kind of a lack in gigs, but any talk about some new gigs coming up?
Yeah, just like every other kind of local band, COVID did hit us hard with shows because there weren't shows. At this time, we don't have any shows coming up. Now that venues are starting to open up again, hopefully that will change. But at this time, there are no upcoming shows that we know of. But in these unprecedented times, that could change day to day. So stay tuned for that.
Where can people go to learn a little bit more about Ground State?
We are on Apple Music. We are on Spotify. We have a Facebook page, Ground State, GroundState, all one word. We also have an Instagram account at Ground State Official, where we post a lot of updates on our album and just any other updates on shows. But yeah, check us out on any streaming platforms, and check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, there was a survey out about a year or so ago where people were voting for their favorite Cleveland bands, and didn't you guys end up being pretty high up in that survey?
Yeah, Ground State actually ended in 7th or 8th place, so we broke the top 10, which is something that when we started this band back in 2015, we didn't ever expect anything like that, so we're very thankful for all of our fans out there that voted for us and vote us in the top 10 favorite bands in the Cleveland area.
All right, last question. What do you want folks to remember about Ground State? If they remember anything else, what is that one thing?
I want them to remember that we're bringing the late 90s and early 2000s back to the present. We're kind of digging back to the music that we all listen to, and we want to bring back that new metal wave to the present.
Sounds like a good plan. Matt, thanks a lot for being on the show. Matt Zichelli, drummer for Ground State. Have a good day. I'll see you a little bit later this morning.
All right. Thank you again.